You're listening to SBS News.
The federal COVID support payment JobKeeper is being derided for losing taxpayer funds. Labor MP Andrew Lee used question time in Parliament to ask Treasurer Josh Frydenberg about the government's resistance to taking back JobKeeper payments from profitable companies.
My question is to the Treasurer. New analysis shows the Morrison-Joyce government gave more than $300 million of JobKeeper to firms that tripled their revenues. Given the government is chasing pensioners to return welfare overpayments, why is the government letting these businesses keep millions of taxpayer dollars they clearly didn't need?
The Treasurer's response wasn't direct.
What the Honourable Member fails to understand is that the great deal of uncertainty in the economy at that time meant that we gave businesses certainty. We gave businesses the ability to plan for their future. We gave businesses the opportunity to hang on to their staff.
After a public outcry, retailer Harvey Norman has repaid six of the $22 million it was paid under JobKeeper while recording booming sales. The latest independent data reveals that 20,000 businesses managed to triple their turnover while receiving a total of $370 million in JobKeeper subsidies. Around 15,000 companies doubled their earnings while receiving $320 million in JobKeeper payments. Independent Senator Rex Patrick says no measures were put in place to keep these businesses accountable.
In April 2020, the Parliament gave the Treasurer powers to make rules that created the JobKeeper scheme. He created an honesty system, a system that basically said to companies, if you are going to have a downturn or you expect you're going to have a downturn, we will assist you. He put no clawback in there. So that means that companies that have gone on to make more money than they ever anticipated don't have to give the money, and that is a massive prudential failure by Josh Frydenberg.
Labor's Andrew Lee says the JobKeeper scheme lacks transparency.
Right now, Australians don't know most of the recipients of JobKeeper. That's quite different from other advanced countries where they've got full transparency. But we only know about the 3% of firms that are listed on the stock market. If you're not a listed company, then Australians don't know whether or not you got JobKeeper. So of the $13 billion that were paid to firms with rising revenues, the vast bulk of that went to unlisted firms. And so that's in the shadows.
Director of Governance Advisory Service Ownership Matters, Dean Patch, says JobKeeper had a degree of waste and agrees greater transparency is needed.
What we need to know is where the JobKeeper went for the 97% of the program that currently remains in the dark. So we need to know whether there are foreign-run corporations that have profited and are not paying taxes in Australia who benefited.
The way JobKeeper was set up means that it's completely legal for those profitable businesses to keep their JobKeeper windfall. But the government is chasing thousands of ordinary Australians who were wrongly put on the scheme. SBS World News has seen debt letters from the tax office, which were sent to people 12 months after being told they were eligible for the payment. Ariana Lucente, SBS News.